For this 30-minute restorative yoga practice, you ideally will have a block or two, a bolster, and a yoga blanket, but those are not necessary if you are at home and also have some sturdy cushions or a throw blanket. Even some bed pillows can help. So don't feel limited by the props that you have. Most every home has some things that can stand in their place. You also need a yoga mat. And if you have access to a blank wall nearby, that's also not necessary, but it's nice to have. Our first pose will be reclined, supported bound angle pose or butterfly pose. And you will just need to lay back onto your mat, bending your knees out wide along either side of you, and bring the soles of your feet together in the middle of your mat so that your legs look like a little butterfly. If you have a blanket handy, you can bring that underneath your head and your neck or your upper back. And if you have some sturdy cushions or your yoga blocks, those can go underneath your knees if you need a little bit more support. I always err on the side of more support, as that will allow us to drop into the pose and our relaxation a little bit more easily. Your arms can lay comfortably alongside your body with your palms turned up. Or alternatively, they can lay on your belly or your ribs to bring a little bit more tactile contact with the movement of your breath. If you notice your hips start to feel uncomfortable, we all have different mobility and tension in different places in our bodies. So I'm giving you permission to intuitively listen to those places and do what feels right for you, because our goal here, first and foremost, is comfort and support. So if you do feel any tightness in your hips as your knees are open, bring more support closer to your body. So pull your blocks in a little bit closer to your hips, underneath your thighs or your knees, or whatever you're using, your pillows. And then once you're set up for success, start to drop heavier into your mat. Notice your breathing. Let your mind follow your breath in and out. And notice as things start to get more quiet. And whenever your mind starts to drift off into some something else or outside of the practice you're in right now, without judgment, just gently draw it back into your breath and into your body. Let the sensation of your inhales and your exhales tie you to this present moment. And you'll notice as you remain still and drop into the pose, your breath starts to become a little bit quieter. Maybe it doesn't move as much. As you remain still, your need for that big, deep breathing becomes less and less and less. Which allows you to be more present to the subtleties that you're experiencing. You can observe that space between your thoughts stretching out. We're going to take a few more smooth breaths right where you are. Now take a gentle roll to your right side, bringing your knees together and towards your belly, almost turning down towards your mat, to the earth beneath you, as we prepare to transition into our next posture. And then using your left palm to press yourself up to a seat just briefly as we rearrange our props, we're going to take the firm pillow or your yoga block, whatever you have that's sturdy, and we're going to come into supported bridge pose. So taking that prop underneath your hips, right at your sacrum, your low back. So place that in that space on your mat and then roll back down to your back. And here, depending on how your low back feels in this position, you can have your knees in legs in multiple different ways. You can have them bent where your kneecaps are facing the ceiling. You can have them straight. That'll give a little bit of a deeper bend. Or you can have them with your knees knocked together towards the center of your mat with your feet, the soles of your feet flat out towards the edges of your mat. So maybe take a brief moment in each of those positions to see what feels best for you. And know that that might change while you hold the pose. You can keep your blanket underneath your neck. And again, hands alongside, palms turned up. And know that in this pose and in any pose your body takes, you have complete autonomy to shift and change as you see fit. And if the support you're using is wider, like thicker than a yoga block, and you notice some sensitivity in your low back creeping in as you hold the pose, remove that support and find something thinner to go under your hips. Taking the degree at which your hips are lifted down a little bit can sometimes help relieve that low back pressure. And once again, notice your breath and see how quickly and easily you can drop right back in. Notice how your jaw is relaxed. Your face is soft. Your belly is loose. Wherever you can let go of something extra, try and let go. Now, if you're not there already, bend your knees. Place the soles of your feet down on your mat so that you can lift your hips and remove the support, the prop from underneath them. And then again, roll to your right side. Try to move gently in the spirit of the practice. And then again, that left palm will help you press up to a seat as we adjust our props once again. It might be easiest to access this pose from an all fours position. And then after you've created space on your mat, you're going to bring your big toes to touch as you open your knees out wide for supported child's pose. You're on your shins, knees are out wide, big toes are touching. You can sit back to your heels first to adjust your props. And you're going to bring your bolster, your pillow, underneath your torso between your legs. So if your knees are out wide, just slide a supportive pillow. You can even use a bigger, like a bed pillow for this pose, in between your legs. You may also want to place a blanket underneath your knees if you have sensitive knees. And then soften your torso over your bolster, your pillow. Bring your arms to the floor as you take a child's pose, as well propped as you want to be. You can first start with your head to the right or to the left, whatever feels good for you right now. And feel free to switch as you hold the pose, depending on how your neck feels. And here we're just returning our body to the original primary curve that's present when we're in the womb. And it's why it's called child's pose. It's a position children often take to feel safe. And while we began class in more opening and expansive poses, this is a very inward posture. And you might notice a shift in emotions or thoughts as you turn more towards your inner self. You might be feeling your breath bigger into your back, towards your spine, radiating out into the back of your ribs. Take as deep of a bend in your elbows as you need to keep your arms soft and relaxed. Notice if any tension has crept back in. The benefit of lingering in these poses for several minutes is that we have the opportunity to adjust and readjust and readjust. And similarly, release and re-release. Honoring that this is not a static process, but an ever-evolving relaxation into our own bodies and into our breath. And take just a few more breaths into your back, along your spine, down through your hips. Feel where you're connecting with the mat through your shins, your knees. And walk your palms to be somewhat underneath your shoulders to press back to your heels so that you're sitting up. And then if you have some empty wall space nearby, we're going to take our final pose at the wall. So bringing your blankets with you and your mat, you can bring the short edge of your mat, if it's not already there, to the baseboard of the wall. And then taking your outer right hip, all the way to the baseboard so that you're right up against it, and then rotating your legs up the wall so that they're already in place before you start to lay back. It's much easier to scoot closer to the wall when you're upright rather than put your legs up and then try to scoot closer. Don't worry about your legs being perfectly straight. It's okay if there's softness in the joints. Just allow your feet to release all tension and effort. Allow your joints to soften. Allow your thigh bones to sit back into the hip sockets. And you can take that blanket underneath your neck or your hips. (Clears throat) and your choice, palms turned up at your side, or you can place them gently on your belly, breathing into them there. This is a very soothing pose to the nervous system. It helps increase our circulation, helps with lymphatic drainage. If you've ever experienced swelling in your legs, this is a wonderful pose to take for 10 or more minutes. And since this is our final pose, you can remain here just as long as you want to. Taking long, slow, steady breaths. And I hope that this is a practice you return to now that you've gotten a feel for some of the poses. You'll be able to drop in that much quicker each time you practice. Thank you for practicing with me today. Namaste.